You are tuned in to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Greetings, and welcome to A Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. I'm your host, Lance White. Tonight, my guest is Mona Delfino. Mona is a medical intuitive, vibrational healer, and massage therapist. In addition to her teachings in Reiki, polarity therapy, sound, toning, and crystal healing, structural therapy, and many indigenous vibrational medicines, Mona has had the unique experience of studying with her mentor of 12 years, Cherokee medicine woman Karen Land. Karen was known as Double Eagle in the Cherokee tribe. At a more personal level, Mona is a close friend of a mutual friend, Mahala Gale, who writes the monthly Planet Alerts, where I first read her incredible writings. In my private conversations with Mona, she gave me an experience of a personal reading on the phone, and I heartily endorse and recommend her abilities and her work. So let's discover more about this wonderful soul here on the planet by welcoming her to the show now. Hi, Mona. How are you?
Hi, Lance.
We made it. We're on the show now.
Yay!
Finally.
Hi, everybody. Hi.
It's after the Mayan calendar, and we're in a new paradigm, right?
We are totally in a new paradigm, and we made it through, didn't we? Huh?
Especially yes, we did.
After our conversation yesterday, and we had about 4 hours. Lance and I had about 4 hours at different times of the day to talk yesterday, and it has just been one wonderful reunion.
Yes, it is.
It's good to be on your show, honey. I say hi to everybody out there and also to a lot of our Facebook friends. There have been a lot of support on Facebook, and I just want to acknowledge those people today that have been so encouraging and loving. So.
Oh, wonderful. Good. Yes, by all means. Now, we could start anywhere that we like. But in our conversations, I'd kind of like to just mention somebody's name because he was a very special person in my life.
Yes.
And he did several shows over the last 6 years with me. And I feel like I'm still connected to him, and I know that he's connected to you. And that is Dr. John J. Harper, who wrote the book Transformer. What is the name of that book?
It's called Transformers, and then Shaman in the 21st Century.
And it's a marvelous book, and John was such a... I just always felt an intimate connection with him, and I discovered in looking at your work and writings that you also shared a special bond with John. So I just wanted to throw that out there, and you know, you can take it wherever you like, or we can, you know, move on to other subjects.
Well, I think that's a wonderful, wonderful way of starting. Thank you. Actually, John and I were business partners in the last 6 months of his life. Did a lot of healing with John, for John. Found him on Facebook, actually. We had a dynamic reunion. It was just like this energetic compulsion that we both had to meet each other, and he was so kind, and I knew that this man was somebody that I must have known because his heart and his soul were so very pure, and I just immediately fell in love with his energy and his beautiful family and everybody who was so welcoming in my world at that time. And John passed in December, December 15th of 2010, and we had a shared death experience. John actually crossed over. He knew a lot of people, and he talked to a lot of people about the near-death experiences. He was well aware of it. And if anybody wants to go back and look at the coast-to-coast, you know, the sound that he told everybody about, the way that he believed in with, you know, near-death experiences. And he was so well-versed. He knew so many people, and he knew how to quote them. And a lot of those people supported John. And so when he passed, it was a shock, but it wasn't. It was one of those things where you knew that there was some divine order that was involved with his passing, and even to this day, I feel very, very, very close to him, in some ways even more than we did before, because we could have only gone so far in this world, you know, with being on the physical planet and going from place to place.
Oh, yeah.
At this point in time, a shared death experience is when you actually, I almost left at the very same moment that John was dying. I also had an experience, a lot to go into, but
right.
Basically my heart was also leaving the planet, and if I hadn't gotten my dog the way Spirit asked me to get a dog on the 14th of December, I would never actually have been here to even talk to you. So I had my dog the very day that John was dying, and actually put my left hand on her heart because my heart was leaving this planet. I was feeling very sad and very abandoned, and I was leaving. I just felt my heart dying, and when I put my left hand on my dog's heart, it literally lifted me back up, and that's the reason I stayed, was because I had a dog that I had just gotten that day. And so it's a very interesting experience, but Raymond Moody talks a lot about shared death experiences. Well, this was one of them. And he's still strong. John is very strong still in my world today. So I want to acknowledge him. Thank you so much for mentioning his name.
Oh, and thank you. And also, I want to say thanks to John for guiding me from the other side in many matters. There's so many people that are helping us that we may not be aware of, but if it crosses your perceptual screen, then you can know that those people are there for you. It's not just something that our mind is making up.
That's right.
And you are an this is where I really want to tap into your wisdom and knowledge, because you tap into the empathic, psychic, and other realms and are basically a master of those things.
Yes, you know, Lance, I've been doing this for a long time, and
many lives, right?
I've been doing this in this lifetime, at least, for 25 to 30 years,
yeah.
And I have been working on people individually for a very, very long time. I was doing nursing before this. I was in the nursing field for 6 years, hospitals, general practices, nursing homes, for 6 years before I actually got involved in this particular dynamic, and it has been one of the most gratifying experiences and humbling, jobs to be able to be with people who are going through so very much, and they have been for years. But, you know, we have had so many years, you know, Lance, of learning, and in the last, last 25 years since I've been really working, I've noticed many, many shifts that our world has been going through. And as we know, the 80s were such an amazing time when we started to receive a lot of these movies, and, you know, I mean, even Close Encounters of the Third Kind, we started receiving movies that were coming in that were teaching us about other dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were preparing ourselves for where we are today. And it's a beautiful thing to go back and look at that and say, look at where we've come. Look how far we've come. You know, we can talk about all the chaos, but when you really look at it, we've come a long way. We need to pat ourselves on the back. Thank you very much. This has been a very dynamic time.
Yes.
So I'm very proud of humanity, even though I know that this is a big job, and this is the first time in humanity's history that we've been talked to about with Greg Braden and all these beautiful teachers out there today that are discussing this. Greg just has a book out now called Deep Truths, and so he's coming out with a lot of the logic and the background of the ancients that, you know, have told us the truth about the times that we're in, and we are just now beginning to wake up to it. So much of our world, we've been so closed off for so many years, and now I would say within the last 10 years, we can all, you know, talk about the different timings and stuff, but within that last 10 years, we've really started to open up, and we can't deny the fact that we are in such a major shift today that's occurring, and so this is what I think we really are going to talk about today, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it seems that that's kind of a pressing issue at the moment, and especially given that, you know, today is the first day of the rest day of our lives, but other than that, because we're eternal and infinite beings, it is the first day after 10/28/11, which is a significant date, according to many people, one of my guests, Carl Kalaman, and so on and so forth. It is the unofficial or official end of the Mayan calendar. And I have been tracking these energies, and to me, that resonates.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that there aren't significant dates coming up, like 11/11/11.
Right.
My friend Dr. Carmen Bolter is going over to Egypt to do a a meditation in the Great Pyramid on that date.
Right. Going to
be, and people are doing these things all over the world on that date.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are numerous dates that will pop up before the magic date of December 21st, 2012.
Exactly.
And then we have one after that, George Kavassalis talks about March 21st, 2013. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, you pick your date.
Right, pick a date,
you know,
any date.
You pick your own date, and you pick, you know, door number one, two, or three. Let's see
right.
bachelorette number. No, seriously.
So, well, we have astrology to thank here on a lot of the levels, because we are being so encouraged with the universe to shift our thinking and to shift the way that we've lived. We have lived in a third-dimensional life where we have believed so much in the last 20 years that we've had governmental, you know, you know, democracies. We've had all kinds of things that have actually told us how to live.
Right.
And now the people are speaking up. And, you know, if anything, the Occupy movement now is saying, look, you know, we're the people and we're not going to buy it anymore. So no matter if people think that it's doing something or not, that's not the point. The
right.
point is it's saying that the people are actually standing up for themselves and saying, we're not going to buy it anymore. You know, our Constitution said, by the people, for the people. Well, guess what? We're doing it.
Yes, we are. We are truly taking our power back.
Yes.
And this wonderful network of light that spans the globe and probably the galactic universe is really lifting the whole vibration up of the planet, and
yes.
so many people are holding that higher vibration.
Mm-hmm.
You could point to dozens or hundreds or thousands of people across the globe, but really, it is all of us as a collective
right.
in unity consciousness.
Right, absolutely. Unity consciousness is the key. That's giving us more awareness, because it's about where two or more are gathered. We want
mm-hmm.
to make sure that we use that phrase a lot in our world today, because
yes.
that phrase is significant in my work. I'm actually I read every kind of energy you can imagine.
Hmm.
I read energy in the body. I read energy from a name. I read energy, and what that means is I get descriptive images and knowledge from that name. So it's almost like you don't even have to tell me anything. When I read your energy, I'm capable of looking into you, into your soul,
mm-hmm.
and finding out why you did what you did and when you did it. All of the information is sitting right in front of me when I hear your name. And this is why a lot of times I'll do vibrational name reads for people. But even more so, it's like when I get people on the table, I can read muscle memory, and I can read the date and the year a lot of times that
wow.
they made a decision at 6 years old of
yeah.
having to live their life a certain way because they needed the protection or to feel comfortable in their world about being here on the planet. And so many people made these decisions back then, and a lot of times it made a protection mechanism that doesn't work today. It doesn't
yeah.
work today, because
yeah.
today's a day that we are new and
yeah.
that we don't have to have protection, you know.
Right.
But that was the past, and
yeah.
the past actually dictated where we were today, and we bought into it because we needed to at the time. But my suggestion is, if you are at least a little bit aware of your past, recognize that you don't have to hold on to it. It was the past. That's why they call it the past. We don't have to hold on to any of that to move us into the future from our present moment. And it is in our present moment that we're actually, you know, moving into a direction. And we are making our choices today, which are absolutely significant into where we're heading. And each and every person on this planet is significant. Every single person is identified as a cosmos.
Mm-hmm.
We are a cosmos within ourself.
Mm-hmm.
We are the ancients. We are everything that we have become from, not just in this life, but what we've been in our DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Our DNA has brought us to the time we're in now. And we all know scientifically now, science is proving that, you know, DNA survives death.
Oh, yes.
Energetically, there's one big life.
Right. One big life being lived, and we're still kind of living in the illusion that we're each, you know, fragments of that one.
Right. Or, you know, the thing that really stops us from moving forward, Lance, lack of self-esteem.
Oh, yes. Oh,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you see this with many of your clients. I see it all over the place, myself included.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I see where I sabotage myself, and I can give and give and give, but I still haven't held myself as being worth what others are worth. And so it's easy to give to others, but when it comes to receiving, I don't, you know, I give things away and I have to learn how to receive.
Right, because, you know, the truth is in any kind of energy, you cannot give out of deficit. It doesn't work that way,
right,
because
that's right.
You know, people who do nursing know this. You know,
yeah.
You just go to work day after day after day, and you realize that you're putting out so much, and then you have your family to take care of when you get home. And then when you realize that, it's like, well, where's my time? Where did I ever go in that? I remember years ago when I was raising my kids, I never had a hot meal.
Right. Well, that sounds like deficit spending. And we know that's not working. Look at the collapse of everything going around us. You said something really interesting yesterday, and I wanted to refresh my memory because I was taking notes of pertinent things when we were on the phone. And I think you mentioned something about using the left hand to receive, the right gives, and then you blow in. You were talking about crystals, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then you blow into it, and this was how you...
Oh, right.
Do you remember that part of the conversation?
Yes, I do.
Could
yes,
you tell
I do.
Us all again, because I would like to know how to do that.
Okay, sweetie. Well, you know, actually, you know, if I talk to the public, I want to tell you that I do vibrational healing. And what that means is we can use tools. We have tools available to us all the time, whether it's herbs, crystals, light and color and sound. All of these things are vibration, you see. And so you use them. You are the director of it. It doesn't run you, and you don't sit there and go, oh, I don't know how to do this. What you do is you direct yourself to it and use it as a tool. And so the first part of that has to do with crystals in general have to do with you are magnifying your energy. And isn't it a great time to know that when the universe is being magnified with so much with the solar flares?
Mm-hmm.
It gets exciting because it's actually our time to learn about magnification.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're doing is we're becoming more than we ever were before energetically. If we allow ourselves to, we have all of the tools to do it with. And so when we take a crystal, we actually, I'll show you how I do it. I take two crystals in my hand, and now I have to tell you, left hand is your receiver. Your entire left body is your receiving side.
Okay.
Entire left body is your receiving side. It doesn't matter if you're left or right-handed. Okay, left is the receiver. This is the language of the human body. The left is the receiver, and the right is the giver. And so any time that you think about it, whenever you want to pat somebody on the back, use your right hand.
Okay.
Whenever you want to read their energy, use your left. Like I did for Danny and Brinkley in 1995.
Oh, my.
And went, wow, he's true. but the left hand is always going to help you to pick up on something.
Okay.
If you don't think you're intuitive, you're incorrect.
Right.
Every single person is intuitive, and we're getting more into that as time continues into our 2012. We'll go into that later. But right now, I'll explain more about the crystals. The crystals are actually your tools. So if you take two crystals, one in your left and one in your right, and you actually blow your whatever, if you blow a name into there, now you have to have permission of the person you're working on, of course, if you're going to do it for a person. But if you're going to do it for your own leg, let's say, like for me, I sprained my ankle about a month ago. Mm-hmm. When Jupiter went into retrograde, so did my leg. And it said, Mona, slow down a little bit.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
So what happened, when you take two crystals, you can blow the energy of whatever you want into the crystals.
Okay.
You can use that. And then if you really, really want to get fun with it, if those crystals have a terminated point, you know how you'll have
right.
a double terminated
yeah.
crystal? Okay, well, if it has a terminated point on both crystals, you can actually put those two together and you can create a laser.
Ooh. Whoa.
Yeah,
nice.
Baby. That's what I do for people. I'll use the laser. I'll blow their name into the crystal, and then I'll clarify it with spirit, make sure that the name is in there, because I'll feel the energy of that person now into the crystal. The crystal's only a conduit. You
right.
can change it any minute you want to. That's why they're so good for you. And, of course, you'll go into the colors of all that stuff. But the most important thing is if you get a clear quartz crystal, you can use it to help release energies and also help magnify them.
Oh,
so whatever okay. you want to do, the world is ours. We can play with it. It's whatever
yeah.
we want. You see?
Good, good. Yes. Now, when you blow into, do you blow into the right side or the left to when you do the process? I mean, you have two crystals, one in each hand.
Mm-hmm.
You can't blow in both, can you?
Yes.
You
why
do.
Not?
Oh, you blow into both and
oh, sure.
the name. Okay, I got
absolutely.
That. Okay, so then you're okay, which is, becomes a receiving and giving.
Right.
And then when you put them together?
Yes, it becomes a positive-negative charge.
Okay.
You become a battery.
Oh, okay.
See, then at that point, you have the left and right. You have the receiving and giving, and you become the battery. And then you blow the name or the intent
okay.
into the crystal. And then you can actually run it over an area of your body or somebody else's. It works really good when you're with somebody else and if they're doing it for you because it's where that two or more are gathered again.
Oh, right.
See, we need each other. So that works even more when you have somebody with you. But if you wanted to do it on yourself, you certainly could. There's no reason why you couldn't do that either.
Mm-hmm. Good, mm-hmm. good. Now, so we were also talking about the power of the sun
mm-hmm.
and the beneficial process that is
right.
going on with the solar flares. And
mm-hmm.
also we were talking about the power of water
mm-hmm.
and the healing powers of both.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to address that at all before we...
Absolutely.
Okay,
I'd be
good.
Very happy to. You know, Lance, people have gotten on my website in the last couple of months. They've seen the article that I had that was about the sun. It is so...
What is your website right now so that we can...
Oh, it's www.sacredreconnections. It's
okay,
all
good.
One
okay.
word.
All right.
Sacredreconnections.com.
Great. So you wrote the article about the sun, right?
The solar flares,
solar
yes.
Solar flares, okay.
Yeah, and people who are afraid, science and media have been pretty bad about making us afraid of the solar flares, and you're going to hear YouTube things like, oh, my God, we're going to blow up, and, you know, are we going
right.
to burn up in the atmosphere? And, you know, it's like... No, people get it together because really this has happened so many times before. It's not about that. The sun is a loving, loving cosmic entity all of its own. It's energy within itself like every single planet is. And you can actually diverse that right back down into cities. Every city has an energy. So everything is energy. And I get
yeah.
all excited about this because the thing about it is, you know, nowhere have I heard where fear is a part of spirit. Okay, and the thing is, a lot of people are afraid today. They're going into fear because they don't know what's happening. They haven't been educated. And when they hear the media talking and they get scared, then the first thing you do is say, uh-oh, now what? Well, it's no different than having a little bump on your leg and saying, oh, God, is it cancer? You're going to say, you know, of course it's not cancer necessarily, but it's the first thing people think of is the negative. Now, my suggestion is to recognize that these solar flares are meant to magnify. We are all one. The Earth is one with everything else, and as time continues in 2012, the Mayans, the Aztecs, the Native American, all of the shaman races have always told us how oneness is unified clarity for the consciousness that's coming into our world. And
uh-huh.
and the thing we really ought to do is be jumping up and down and being grateful that it's here.
Yeah.
And so my suggestion is recognize that the solar flares, I've been taking pictures of the sun since 2006. You and I discussed that.
That's right. Yes,
mm-hmm.
you have thousands of pictures, yes?
I took 3,000 pictures in Hawaii in 2006.
Wow.
I was instructed by spirit. I get called by spirit to do things, including ceremonies for the earth, ceremonies for people, whatever it takes. If I'm
mm-hmm.
called to do it, I live my life according to what I'm called to do.
Right.
And so basically the sun itself is coming forth to help our energies to magnetize and to magnify. So what
yeah.
that means
yeah.
is if you have an emotion that you've been carrying all these years, guess what you're going to do? You're going to amplify it.
Right.
Because the solar flare is saying, bingo, here's
yeah.
a little bit more. Here's a little bit more.
Right.
And so what do you want to do with that?
Yeah,
you know, what do you want to
yeah.
do with that? Do you want to go into fear?
Yeah.
I don't think we really want that. I think we're a race that wants to really understand what the feeling of peace is all about.
Mm-hmm.
We
yeah.
want to be at peace. We're tired
yeah.
of it. You know, remember the movie Avatar?
Yes.
Remember that saying, and I don't know if you remember this, I have a memory like an elephant.
I do,
but
too.
Remember?
Go ahead.
Oh,
yes,
my
remember
elephant
that.
Brother. Yeah, remember there was that time where the shaman mother looks at Jake Sully,
yes.
and Jake Sully says, I just want to be like one of you. You know, yes. And she turns around and she looks at him and she says, it's hard to fill a cup that's already full. You know,
Yes, that was great.
Well, we've been full. Okay. Yes. So we have been full, and there isn't a lot of people you can talk to that don't feel that way. We're tired of the past, but we don't necessarily know that we are. We're working on trying to figure out why the chaos is so strong. Why are we feeling so mushy in our brains?
Mm-hmm.
Why do we feel like we're not getting sleep?
Whoa, yes, thank you.
Yeah. And see, and it's all part of this. It's all part of the changes in the energy. But I'm going to ask you to embrace it because it's part of where we're going with it. And if you're one aligned with it, then you go, oh, I can take a nap later. You know,
yes,
or there's other ways you can work with this energy because we are going through it. We're not going to get out of it.
Right.
This is what we decided and we agreed on to be here to do this.
Indeed. Perfect. Yes, absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely right. And there's no, that's the same thing that I came to in September, which was my birthday, which reminds me that you and Mahala and I are all Virgos. I hope you don't mind me saying that. we're different, but we're remarkably, you know, we have some striking similarities. Our brilliance and our wisdom. Just kidding. But seriously, folks, I've been going through this since September and, you know, getting an hour, two, 3 hours of sleep a night. And I realize that, okay, this is the turning point. I have to face what is coming and go through it. There's no longer a moment or an ability to postpone anything.
Right.
And so that's, I think, what you are talking about, that we are at a point where we can no longer put off or postpone our lessons. They are here, and if we postponed a lot of them, then there's just more baggage that has to be dropped.
Right. Well, Lance, the truth about this whole thing that we're going through right now is nothing will ever be the same again.
Yeah.
Nothing will ever be the same again. We are gradually moving into a new time. Greg Braden made a wonderful comment. Oh, God, he is great. But he made this wonderful comment at the 2012 Gateway to Your Future conference on October 22nd and 23rd. Mm. You can still download it, but you can downstream it and you can hear it. But on the 23rd was the second day.
Okay.
And his comment was having to do with the earth, our relationship to the earth, how the changes are occurring, all of this. I mean, he gives specific details of where we are today. Now, one of the main comments that he made that I was very impressed with is he said, with all the scientific background, okay, he said, we've been wiped out 5 times. Okay? Humanity's been wiped out 5 times. Right. We had floods. We had fires.
Uh-huh.
We had all the elemental, you know,
we
died from element stuff. And so, but now what we're doing is we're coming into a time where this is the first time that this is about movement. It's not about elements anymore. We've already accomplished that.
Right.
Now we're at a time of movement. So that's why our time in history is so completely different than it ever has been before. And the exciting part is that we're moving into a time where we're making these choices. And so come backing down to your personal choices. Your personal choices are going to make the difference as to how you're going to include yourself.
Yes.
Into the humanity changes of where we're going. You're just as important as the entire humanity itself. You are humanity in a nutshell. This is what Bruce Lipton tries to teach us, is that we are a cosmic universe within our own soul.
Yes, yes.
So what are we waiting for?
Right. And the whole business about this is really an important concept for all of us to remember, is that there are no victims, that if we empower the elite or the Illuminati or the bankers or the reptilians or the Dracos or anybody, the Archons, if we give all of those thought forms power over us, then we simply are disempowering ourselves.
Right.
So to take our power back, we need to know that we are sovereign beings within, and that these choices are all within our control.
Exactly. You're right on it. Because, you know, so many times in our world today, we have already been too submissive over the years.
Right.
Which is why the government won in so many ways the past. And now we're standing up and saying, you know, I don't think so anymore. We're not going to put up with this anymore. And it's our choice. It's our choice. But I would like to see humanity grow. I'd like to see it learn and and understand that we have
yeah.
these choices, and we don't have to be on drugs to do it. We,
right.
you know, life itself is a drug.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
It really is, and it's addicting. You know, when you're in the moment, and your pineal gland and your other glands are functioning properly, once you remove the fluoride and the minerals, the inorganic minerals, and again, I'm not giving those things power over me, but they
mm-hmm.
are within our bodies, and it is our responsibility, if we choose to do so, to remove those things.
Right, and there's so many ways to do it.
Yes, we talked a little bit about distilled water last
mm-hmm.
night and
mm-hmm.
The power that it has to cleanse the body. And, you know, that was one of the subjects that I wanted to talk about, was the power of water and imprinting
you betcha.
With consciousness. So
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'll turn it over back to you.
Well, Lance, why don't you tell people what you found with distilled water?
Oh, my gosh.
Tell us what you have found with what distilled water does.
All right. Well, I stumbled across a radio show with Chrissy McMahon, and she had a fellow named Andrew Norton Weber on her show. And my friend Diana Loopy had sent me a link to the radio show. Well, she was so excited that she sent it before she'd heard the whole 2 hours. And I was so excited that I sent it to several people that have been on the show, and I said, oh, you've got to hear this. It is brilliant material, and it has to do with just drinking a gallon of distilled water a day, and it removes the fluoride, which calcifies inside the pineal gland. And when you have an X-ray of your head, it's like a stone, and they call it a stone. Well, there's a stone in the center of your head. It's not supposed to be. It's a juicy, living, organic entity, and unfortunately, it attracts fluoride more so than the rest of the body. And so it's no wonder that we're all dumbed down, because guess what they put in the water? Massive doses of fluoride. There is mercury. There are other inorganic chemicals in the
yes.
water. And there are even the, you know, drugs that they can't filter out. So our tap water is toxic. And, of course, we know the air is toxic. And all of this is interconnected. So the distilled water acts as a blank slate, which is positive. And it sucks out, or it pulls the inorganic materials out of the body, and they are removed to the skin and through the urine and through the feces. So
mm-hmm.
Within a period of days, weeks, I've experienced an awakening at about 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And Andrew says that in 3 months, you will have, there was one kid who knows nothing about spirituality or awakening or, you know, whatever. He just was doing it because his grandmother was doing it, and she got her eyesight back.
Ah.
And so he was drinking a gallon of distilled water a day, and blah-dee-dee-blah. And he called Andrew and said, Andrew, 3 months of drinking distilled water, what's going on? He said, I close my eyes at night, and these bright blue-white lights come on in my head, and I've had this feeling of bliss, and it feels good. I don't know what it is. It's just this blinding white light. And it doesn't hurt, it's not painful, and I can come out of it, but it's so pleasant. And Andrew said, well, just keep drinking the water. You'll enjoy the process. So this is who we are, and the Egyptians knew this, and they talk about the 360 senses, which are our natural birthright and gift, and that's what awakens when we start unblocking the glands from all of these deposits, because the body in its wisdom places them in an area where it will do no harm.
That's right.
Yeah, so...
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, and it can always be remembered. We can always wake
yes.
ourselves up.
Yes.
Now, distilled water is clear and pure.
Yes.
So my suggestion is, if people feel that is something you've been taught not to drink, my suggestion is... go a little at a time until you feel comfortable with it. Because,
mm-hmm.
and especially if you've got something to matter in your system and you want to go for it, go for it. And I'll tell you why. This is very important. As a healer, I got to tell you, working with my Cherokee mentor, we did a lot of work, okay? We did lots of stuff for the earth. We did lots of stuff for each other and for many, many thousands of people together
mm-hmm.
in 12 years. Okay, so one of the things that we did was we took distilled water. And we put it in one of those brown 2-ounce bottles you can use for a tincture. You can get these at any health food store, okay? My suggestion is go ahead and fill your tincture bottle with distilled water. If you don't feel comfortable drinking it, at least you can use it as a brand new tincture for something that you want to use biofeedback for in your system. And you can use it for any kind of energy that you want. Okay? I've done this. I've seen it a million times where actually you take your right hand, like it says, a giver, and you can put your hand over that brown bottle. And all you have to do is use your brain. Your brain is coming into much more telepathic knowledge and understanding and intuition. It's aligning to these changes. So my suggestion is go ahead and take this brown bottle with your distilled water, hold it in your right hand, and blow your intent. Blow your intent into the water, just like you would the crystal. You could blow your intent in there, and you let that thing sit for about a half hour. Give it time to feed the energy within the water. Because it's so pure, it holds nothing back. It's vulnerable. It's volatile. Okay?
Yes.
So then what you do is you take your dropper after a half hour, and you can actually drop the drops under your tongue of distilled water, which is now energized to what you have allowed to change.
Wow. Fantastic. That is absolutely monumental, earth-changing, paradigm-shifting information. Do you realize how empowering that is?
Yes.
You can buy a gallon of distilled water at Walmart for 83 cents.
You got
Who can't afford that?
You got it. My whole purpose on this planet right now is not only to teach people to heal and to teach them that our medical system is corrupt in its own way, in its own style, and I'm not talking about anything negative about doctors. I am talking about the system, and I want people to understand that. The system itself is not working. People have known over the years that people die, and they die because there's no energy involved. It's all facts-based, but it's not about your emotional or your mental body or your spiritual body.
It's
nothing to do with the rest to you. They're looking at the physical part of you, which they don't understand the language of the body. Now, I am one advocate for the body, okay? I'm really, really heavy on that because the body has a right to be heard.
Yes.
And the body hasn't been heard long enough because we keep going back to somebody that doesn't know what's wrong with us.
Yep.
I'm sorry to say it, but it's true. We just need to learn how to take care of ourselves. We need to understand that we are responsible for our health.
Mm-hmm.
And we can bring it back with the help and the encouragement of energy.
Yes.
All we have to know is how.
Yep.
The body has a language, and our liver, we know this from Louise Hay, we know this from other wonderful people out there who have given us dynamic influence on our physical bodies and what happens to them. You know, it's really interesting because we also, when we develop a diagnosis, if we go to a doctor and we get a diagnosis, I want you to know that a diagnosis is actually a category. You're put in a category.
Right.
If you recognize this, no different than getting an A, B, C, or D, or an F from school.
Yep.
You're in a frickin' category, okay?
Yep.
This is not what our new fifth-dimensional living is going to be like.
Yes.
We can't stop ourselves from a category.
That's
you know,
right.
There's just too many people out there, beautiful. Even autistic children are teaching us MS, multiple sclerosis. We're learning from a lot of the, quote, diagnoses out there. I would like to say they are conditions.
Yes.
I would like to use the term condition because the condition in the body is actually sometimes to our favor because of what we can learn from it and what we can teach from it. And so because we're in that position, we can actually learn and move forward with these things. We can help each other. And we don't need a lot of this other stuff. We can actually do it ourselves. But we just have to know how. So my feeling is, Lance, we're heading into that direction.
Yes.
And I have a book coming out that's called The Sacred Language of the Human Body.
Okay.
It will be out within the next couple months. And I've been waiting to write it because when John J. Harper passed away, I had gotten his information from his wife who gave me all of his new, he had 50 pages of a new book written.
Oh.
And it was called The Galactic Brain Shift. And John wanted to put out there what the magnetics of the universe are doing and where they might take us, but what the brain is doing. And so with between John's information and my information, it's all coming back right down to the same equation, if you will. We're learning how to understand what our bodies are going through. So the heart is number one. The heart is your employer. Your brain is the employee.
Yes, thank you very much.
However, remember that the brain is also just as significant as the heart, because as we all know, a secretary runs the show for the corporation. So we know that this is important times, and that if we understand that the brain has its function and we use it well, along with knowing that our hearts come first, then we can decide how we want to move forward. And we can do it. We don't have to worry. And, you know, the thing that's going on right now is the chaos right now. A lot of people are talking about chaos. I've had people calling me saying, I'm breaking down. I'm breaking down. I don't know what to do. My thought and my response to that is that, you know, you're breaking through. So what you want to do is allow this to happen. But here's the big thing I'm going to tell you is when you start feeling like you're breaking down, you need to relax. I don't care how you do it. If you take a hot bath, if you take Rescue Remedy, we've got to learn how to relax and trust the process. If we trust the process and we allow ourselves to kind of detach from the feeling of scared, we're feeling scared, okay? When you can literally allow yourself to relax by taking either a hot breath or go take a walk, take a beautiful walk and look at outside. You know, these are the things you do. You stop focusing on that and you start allowing the new beginnings to take place. And if you, in the back of your mind, if you know, if you tell yourself that this is happening because I'm changing, I'm allowing myself to change and there's nothing to fear. It's like standing at a cliff, you know, and what you're going to do is you're going to spread your wings and you're going to fly. And then your observation of the world is going to see a lot differently than what you did when you were standing in that little spot.
Yes, absolutely. You're right on the right on.
One thing Mahala said, and I do want to share this with people. Mahala had a wonderful looking at the chart for our world and what we're going through. And on the date, 11-11-11, we are having the Venus and Mercury exactly in conjunction. Okay? So and it's in the it's in Sag. So what that means is that, and besides going into the all of the logistics of that, the fact is that we are becoming the eagle. The spiritualism or spirituality is the eagle. And a lot of the Sabian symbols and stuff is about the eagle coming in on 11, 11, 11. We are now being ascended into a higher consciousness. Therefore, on 11, 11, 11, please note that this is the rising of a new day.
Wow. Wow. Is that in any way part of the metaphor of the phoenix rising from the ashes?
Absolutely. Okay. The phoenix rising, the shedding of the skin of the snake.
Wow.
All of the above. You betcha.
Ouroboros, the snake eating its own tail, which means we're self-sufficient. We have everything we need within us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you were going to ask me about spiritual.
The
spiritual human being. Mostly, I know we still have some time. I just want to suggest to people to understand that we are one body with the emotional, the mental, and the spiritual, as well as the physical. We call that the as above, so below, with the so below being our physical body. The physical body is going to manifest your thoughts, your emotions. We know this, you know, but it's true. And what's happening is that because we're in the time of this transformation and we're changing and our humanity is changing, we're changing individually. As this is happening, we are given the gift of awareness. And we are becoming more aware of ourselves, the way we're living, and the way we're thinking about who we want to be around. Our relationships are changing. All of the dynamics around us, death is no longer as upsetting as it used to be. We used to think just so completely opposite. Death is a part of life, and we're learning more and more that the veil is no more, that we're actually beginning to feel more about the people around us. And when we feel peace within us, then we know that we have the help and the support of of our guides and our loved ones. We're not separate from them. We never have been. It's
right.
an illusion. And in my book, I have a chapter called Illusion to Illumination. And a lot of this is in it because we have to learn again how to be connected to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so the spirituality part of our humanness is basically around awareness. And we're becoming more conscious of our subconscious.
Right. It's actually becoming conscious, right?
Right. So it's turning ourselves inside out that's actually
yes.
doing the job.
Very good. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you also talked a little bit, we briefly touched upon the idea that we're the crystalline aspect of ourselves, which Kryon talked about for decades, is manifesting throughout our bodies, through the DNA, through the planetary
yes.
body,
yes.
and that we're actually moving into a more crystalline, a light being than a physical human. So do you feel
mm-hmm.
that we're transforming in somehow, that the lower is being transmuted or transformed in this process into a like homo luminous, which many people talk about?
We have no choice in that matter. It's already
yeah.
happening.
Oh,
and
the reason
why it's happening is because our universe is supporting it. The polar shift that we're going through, everything that's happening is supporting that. We are becoming, we're in the hero's journey. We're becoming more and more of ourselves. Whenever you hear anybody say, be who you are, this is what it is.
Yeah.
It's actually more of who we are. Doesn't mean we're just going to say, oh, I guess I thought that this was who I was and now I'm this, even though that's part of it. But the other part of it is that we are encompassing our spiritual side as well. And I can share with you a little bit. When I just did a ceremony on August 24th, one of the last big ceremonies that Spirit had me do was in Chaco Canyon. And on our way over there, I took three wonderful ladies with me because we all represented the fire, earth, water, and air. We were all part of the earth, and we were part of the whole. And so these ladies were with me. We stayed in Cuba on August 23rd, which is when the earthquake happened in in Virginia and also in Colorado. I was designed to listen to Spirit. When the time came that I had to do this, it was time. So this was one of the biggest and the last big ceremonies I was doing. And so it was helped to bring the third dimension into the fifth. Okay, so we rented a car and we stayed in Cuba the night of the 23rd. Well,
wow.
we were told by Spirit, wake up at 8:00, get yourself on the road, don't eat a lot, blah 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 blah. You know, they gave us a specific design on ceremony. I've been doing this all my life, and there's always a specific knowledge you have to do. So so we took the car and we started driving, and of course I was driving, and we went into that road that goes on to Chaco Canyon, is bump 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 bump, you know.
Uh-oh.
And so, but we got in there, and the minute we got into Chaco Canyon itself, and I started to see all of the pueblos and the kivas and the fact that the history and the knowledge there, you know, if anybody goes there and doesn't have a clue, they say, yeah, whatever, these are structures, you know, and they're all falling apart, you know.
Yeah.
But when you really feel what you're going into, you have an honest respect and an honor to be there, because you know that this area, if you have any idea of the history, it's just amazing. So anyway, you go into it, and what had happened was I was in the car driving, and I was getting pinged because we were getting ready to do this awesome ceremony to bring in the ancient energies, to pull forward the ancients into the cosmic and to back into the earth. And so we were cutting the cord, basically, of the third dimension. And I saw this in the images that Spirit was showing me during the ceremony. It was majorly big. I mean, we had toning and sound therapy and the things that were happening at that time. We were told exactly where to stand. It was absolutely amazing. But the point is that I was pinging in my body, a letting go of anything that was in my body that was lower vibration or a stagnation that was in me that was not able to be a part of the alignment that we were coming into. So on the way to there, the body was pinging, and I felt a ping in my kidneys. I felt it in my adrenal glands, and I felt like, oh, God, what's that? You know. And actually one of the gals said, can I drive? I said, no. And so, but it was amazing how it all worked out. But what happened was, in that ceremonial aspect, my soul became more alive in my physical, and as I walked out to do the ceremony from the eyes of spirit, I acted like I didn't even have a physical body, even though I did. See, and so you, what we're coming into is that particular time where we're more cognizant of being more than we are. That's, I guess that's my point, is we're going to be more cognizant within ourselves to know that we're more than we are, and we're going to rise above the mundane of what we've had in the third dimension, and nothing will be the same. Again, because we are allowing ourselves to move forward, and it feels good.
Yes, yes, it does. And some people call that moving into our multidimensional aspects. And what would you say to the people who are, I know there are many light workers and indigos and the rest, people that have been, you know, here working with this planetary energy for a long time, and they're tired, and many people just want to leave.
Oh, that's happening a lot.
Now, would you, if we're here embodied, then it seems that we came in to anchor the higher energies and to help integrate and raise the vibration for all. Some of us are here to do that.
Right.
Some will be leaving. When do you see these things actually shifting for all of us in unison?
Well, it's always going to be, as long as we're in a physical body, and we all have different levels, in my father's house there are many mansions, we all have different levels of shifting, and we all have different levels of what we want to do with ourselves. We have free will. And so, but here's the deal. We don't have to leave the body to be free.
Right.
We don't have to leave to be free,
but we
don't know how to stay and not be free yet. See, we're still in the process of learning. We still have a few years to really embellish what we have been given now. And so what we need to do is stick together and learn from each other and learn through our hearts, learn through how we feel. Give yourself permission to be present. I guess that's the biggest part is, I would say, if you're really going to learn how to do this for your freedom self, you want to know from your heart that you've got to give yourself permission. You must allow yourself to be free within yourself and not take on so much responsibility for everybody else.
Right.
In the past days, we have always felt, because of our, quote, Christian upbringing or any other kind of religious upbringing, we had been taught that everyone else comes before us.
Yep.
And that's because we didn't want to go into ego and we were controlled. But the truth is that if you don't love yourself, then what are you doing? You're going to run on deficit, and it's not going to make any sense. Then you're going to be a tired light worker. You've got to start with yourself first. Give yourself the time you need to give yourself the love that you deserve. And it doesn't mean coming from somebody else. That's codependent. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure that you realize within yourself, you make that choice. Like for me, for example, I read a good book, or I'll take a good hot bath, or I'll walk my dog and laugh my ass off talking to spirit. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll do something, or I'll look at the sun and say, hey, are you coming for me? You know, I play. I have a good time.
Yeah,
I laugh with spirit. The world is our oyster.
Yes.
We can use it that way.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And we're still present doing it. And you know what? Spirit has a sense of humor.
Yes. Indeed.
Please laugh. You know, I quoted Facebook today and I said, life is too important to take so seriously.
Exactly.
We're going to go into Buddhitude here.
Yeah, Buddhitude, I love it. Well, we're going to go into overtime if we don't segue out of the show now.
Oh, okay.
It's about 7:58 and this hour has flown by on angelic wings. And Mona, you are just absolutely magnificent. I just can't thank you enough for being on the show. And I want you to come back really soon, like very soon, and talk some more about this stuff, because there's a lot here to share.
Thank you, Lance.
You have so much to give. And before we go, would you just mention again your website before the show ends?
Okay. All righty, honey. Thank you.
Yeah.
My website is www.sacredreconnections.com.
Wonderful.
All one word.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And I just want to thank you for being on tonight, and also mention that the next show, which is James Gilliland's show, he's she's having one of my new friends, Anelia Benz, will be on.
Oh, wonderful.
And she's always wonderful, and she is definitely worth listening to. So, folks, we're all in this together, and so let's celebrate and have fun and laugh.
Yeah, talk about segueing into the next adventure.
There we go. Mona, come back soon and send me a copy of that book, will you? And we'll talk about that on the air.
Thank you, Lance. I'll have that on in a couple months. I love you, and thank you, and lots for having me on.
All righty.
Okay, bye-bye.